serious message this morning. Not that any different than any other
message. Anytime you're dealing with the Word of God, it's serious. But I believe this morning that there's the thought that the Lord has put on my heart is, you know, as I'll just say it this way, we have our responsibilities as watchmen on the wall,
yes,
to recognize and realize things that are going on about us, around us, excuse me,
yes,
and to sound the alarm.
Yes. Yes.
So by the help of the Lord this morning, I'm going to sound the alarm. And before I put the title on the board, just to give us, you know, in a natural sense, there's many things that we have in life that help us to know that there's danger, yeah, right? You think about all of us in our homes, we have smoke detectors, don't we?
Yeah.
And you know, we're encouraged to keep the batteries right, you know, because the whole point of the smoke detector is to, if there's some kind of smoke in your house, then it sounds the alarm, right? That's to let you know, and it's a very sound that's very kind of annoying a little bit, isn't it?
Yes.
Especially sometimes, I know we've all had it where, you know, the batteries are getting low, and then, you know, it'll start beeping, and maybe you have to walk around your house to try to figure out, all right, where is it coming from? You know, and it's like, I remember recently we had one where it just kept on beeping. And I tried three different batteries, and it still wasn't. It's like, what's going on? I almost wanted to just kind of unplug the thing, but that wouldn't have necessarily been safe. You know, it's a serving a purpose.
Yeah.
And we were finally able to pinpoint those ones that was real close to each other. It wasn't that one. It was the other one.
Yeah.
So we got the batteries changed, and it was all right. So they sound the alarm. We think about, you know, sometimes those of us that work in buildings, they have fire alarms, and they'll do tests from time to time, and they'll maybe give you a little bit of a warning and say, we're going to be testing the system to make sure that it works. And, you know, those noises are very loud. They're very annoying if you're sitting in there still trying to work and the alarm's going off. It's very loud, but it's serving a purpose. It's sounding alarm. So when there's a real situation, when that alarm goes off, you pay attention to it.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just some subtle little sound, just a little quiet beeping, what would you do? The tendency would be to ignore it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but so that's the reason why they're so loud, they're so blaring, because they're supposed to get our attention.
Yes, amen.
Think about in the city that we live in there, they have outdoor warning signs. And they have them placed strategically throughout the city. And at certain times, depending on what's going on, whether it's a tornado or some kind of storm, you'll hear them. They'll blare the sirens.
Yes.
And it's a warning to us to let us know we need to pay attention. Something's going on.
Yes.
Yes.
So when we look around at our world,
oh Lord,
when we stop and reflect and we think about all the things that are going on, what kind of effect does it have on us? Does it affect? Yeah, I mean, all of us are really, we're all affected. The thought this morning is stand for the truth. Can you think about the world that we live in today? Again, we all are affected by it.
Yes.
Does it affect what we believe in?
No.
Can it?
Yes.
Can we be affected by everything that's going on around us and begin to look at what we believe in? It can affect us,
yes,
if we allow it. You know, there's agendas that are going on today in the world. Could you just think back 5, 10, 15 years ago? Are things different now than they were then?
Sure.
There were things, you know, you could maybe think back 15 years ago, and if you was to, if somebody would have told you then that you, I'm a fast forward 15 years, and these are the types of things that's going to be going on in the world, you probably would have said, no, it's not going to be like that. So you can imagine, if that's, just look around. We're all hit with them everywhere we go. The different things that the enemy is trying to push in the world that we live in today. What is it going to be like in 5 years? What is it going to be like in 10 years? In 50, if God allows time to continue to go on, what is it going to be like? So what are we standing for? We got to stand for the truth. Because the truth is under the attack.
Yes.
You know, the thing about it would seem like it's in, within the last 5 years, there's a brashness that mankind has. That things, they're just throwing things in our face. Things maybe that in times past were more hidden, they're right in our face now. So there's like, there's a push for an acceptance in our world. You know, things that used to be more shameful, people are proud about it now. I'm just talking about where we live this morning. We got to stand for something. The word had a little something to say about pride, didn't it?
Yes.
Pride goeth before destruction.
Yeah.
Haughty peereth before a fall.
Yeah.
So we're talking about standing for the truth this morning. So let's lay the groundwork this morning. What does it mean to stand? It means to take up and maintain a position. It's not moving. When you stand for something, it's not something that changes with everything that's going on around you.
That's right.
There's something consistent behind it.
Yes.
So what do you stand for? Do we stand for just anything? Or do we stand for something that's been established?
Yes.
Something that's been rooted. Something that's been grounded.
Amen.
The only thing really that we can stand on is the Word of God.
Yes.
Because everything else can change.
Yes.
But the Word of God will stand forever. You know, there's a saying that says, if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything. So what more, what is there anything better to stand for than to stand for the truth?
Amen.
Well, somebody might say, well, what is truth? Well, I'm going to tell you what truth is, and I'm going to tell you what truth is not.
Amen.
Truth is God's word. It's not my opinion. It's not my belief. It's not my theory or my interpretation of something. God's word is reality. And it's true. And it's something that's been established, and it's been inspired by the word of God. It was inspired, by Almighty God.
Amen.
Through His Spirit, He inspired different ones to write it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about two verses this morning. That's a whole nother message about the truth. But there's two verses that will establish that the truth is God's word. John 1 and 1.
beginning was the Word.
In the where?
Beginning.
In the beginning. Where it all started now.
Yeah.
Where it started, in the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
The Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
The Word was God, and the Word was with God. So he had it all along, and then in the process of time, he saw fit to reveal his word to mankind,
amen,
and mankind wrote it down for us to be a beneficiary of it.
Yes.
So it was here from the beginning.
Amen.
We're not talking about something that somebody made up yesterday. It was here from the beginning.
Yes.
That's why you can stand on it.
Amen.
There's something to it.
Yes.
It's not just something that somebody came up with.
Yes.
It's not a theory.
Yes.
It's reality.
Amen.
Because it came from God, the Creator. John 17:17.
Sanctify them through thy word.
Sanctify them through thy word.
Thy word is truth.
Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
This is Jesus Christ speaking.
Yes. Amen.
How much clearer does he need to be?
Right.
Thy word is truth. So when we're talking about standing for the truth, we're talking about standing on the word of God.
Amen.
Maybe somebody would say to you, oh, but times are different now. Times have changed. People are different. You know, we've evolved. No. There's nothing new under the sun. Right? Go back and read in Genesis and read about all the things that was going on before God sent the flood.
Yes.
For the sake of time, we're not going to go there this morning, but that's, read about it.
Yes.
It's the same kind of stuff that's going on today.
Yes.
And what does the scripture say? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Lord be. It's not new. People are the same. It's the same thing.
Yes.
You know what is really centered around is that pride. That's really what it is. I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what does God's word have to say about it?
Right.
There's a distinct differentiation between human beings and God. As I was studying this, I felt like the Lord revealed this to me. You know, as human beings, we have a capacity to learn, don't we?
Yeah.
We have a capacity to learn, and then we take that capacity, and then we endeavor to learn things, and then we grow right from the things that we learn. Think about how our world has developed. You know, different things that have been invented,
yes,
over even just the last 100, 200 years.
Yes.
Right? To think about that we don't have to walk to church. We could if we wanted to, I suppose. But you know, we don't live, some of us live quite a distance away, right?
Yeah.
So we can get in vehicles and drive, and then we can go halfway across the country in an airplane, right? So God gave mankind a capacity to learn, and he takes the things that he learns and he grows and progresses. You know, the different thing is God already knows everything. He already knows everything. He knew everything from the beginning.
Yes.
So when you want to say, well, the world has changed, you mean to tell me the God of all creation is going to learn something from beings that he created?
No.
Not so.
No.
not know. He already knows everything. He's omnipotent. You know, we sing the song, God omniscient, God all wise. That's what it means. It means that he already knows everything. There's nothing that he has to learn. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it was like this from the beginning, before any of us was even thought of. So what God has established, it does not change. So we can stand for the truth, and we can stand for the right, and we can stand up for Jesus. So my encouragement this morning is to stand for the truth. Because, again, I'm sounding the alarm. Because there's a caution that we have to have. Because, again, with the things that's going on around us, that we have to change, that we have to modify things to be able to fit certain things. Be careful. We're talking about God's word. We're talking about something that was there from the beginning and is something that doesn't change. God's word doesn't change for me. It doesn't change for you, and it doesn't change for anybody else. And if I want to go and modify it and change it, it's a failing proposition. And it's not going to work, and it's not going to stand the test of time. And then on top of that, what gives me the right and the authority to say that I can change the word of God? Any of us to say that, oh, this isn't right. Was I there in the beginning? None of us were. We don't have the authority to say, well, this isn't well. Let me tell you what this means. If you want to have an understanding of what it means and you have a true desire in your heart, ask God. Yes. And he'll reveal it to you. Yes. I realize that this is not popular in today's world. But we're talking about something that God ordained. How dare I try to manipulate it to fit something that I desire? Be careful. And maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's somebody else. Are you willing to do that? Stand for the truth. There's warnings that we are given in God's word. Let's start in Deuteronomy. We'll start in the 4th chapter, verses 1 and 2.
Now therefore hearken,
O Israel,
unto the statutes and to the judgments
which I teach you,
for to do them,
that ye may live,
and go in
and possess the land which the Lord God your fathers
giveth
you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you.
Neither shall ye diminish
aught from it.
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God,
which I command you. Hearken. Pay attention. Listen. to the words which I teach you, the judgments which I teach you. Do them that ye may live and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. I mean, how much clearer does it says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it. Don't take anything away from it either. The writer says, don't give any comment that would corrupt, that would weaken, or even destroy any of what I have commanded you to do. And don't diminish it. Don't take one jot or tittle from it. Not the least bit. Not even just, you know, here's a way we can accrete that in our vocabulary. A dot or a tittle, like the smallest least bit. Yeah. It's like the dot on the I, yeah, or the cross on the T. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with it. That's what the instruction was to us. Yeah. It's perfect just like he gave it to us. Yeah. It's just right how it is. Leave it alone. Amen. The instruction to us was live by it.
Yes.
Stand on the word of God. Stand for the truth and stand for the right. Now, what is it? There's many times in the Bible as we read through it where we'll read a verse and then maybe in the same chapter sometimes, or maybe in a few chapters over, we'll find something similar,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, why do you, what's that for? It's for emphasis, isn't it? Yeah. So if you missed it the first time, get it the second time.
Yeah.
So let's stay in Deuteronomy. Let's go to the 12th chapter and let's read the 32nd verse. And we'll see what that one says.
What thing soever I command you.
What thing soever I command you.
Observe to do it.
Observe to do it.
Thou shalt not add thereto.
Thou shalt not add thereto.
Nor diminish from it.
Nor diminish from it. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
So in other words, again, if the first time maybe you missed it, you skimmed over it, here's another opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't add and don't take away.
Yeah.
Just stand. Stand for the truth. Leave it alone. It's just right, just how it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's for our benefit. In Proverbs, the 30th chapter, and the 5th and 6th verse, there's a benefit to us.
Every word of God is pure.
Every word of God is pure.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So in other words, all I can, if I stand for this truth, then I can stand behind it and it can be a shield to me. This is, can I say it's mine? Was I there when in the beginning? No. You know, but I can stand on it and I can say, this is God's word. This is what I believe in. So if you have a problem with it, you don't necessarily have to talk to me about it. You can talk to God. Because that's where it came from. And I can, that's a shield to it. It's a protection for me if I stand on his word. And you know, it's something that we don't have to, I don't have to fear. It's a, not a, the song says, fearless stand.
Yeah.
Right? And with his grace and strength, be blessed. I don't have to stand behind it in fear.
No.
It's the word of God.
Yes.
If you got a problem with it, talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, he created you too. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
What does it say in the sixth verse?
Add thou not unto his word.
This is starting to sound a little bit repetitive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So as we were reading through Deuteronomy, maybe we skimmed over those verses. Now we're a little further along and we're in Proverbs here, and it says, you can add a little? No. What does it say?
Add thou not
unto his words.
Lest he reprove thee. And thou be found a liar.
Now it's taking that verse and it's adding a little something to it here. Right? In the first instruction that we read about in Deuteronomy, it said, don't add to it, don't take nothing away.
Yes.
Now here's where the Jesus has inspired, God has inspired his writers to add a little bit more to it. Now, if you try to add something, there's going to be some consequences to it. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. This is not something that's a question. This is what will happen. If I try to add to it, this is what's going to happen. It's not going to be found so. Isn't there enough in it already? Why would I feel the need that I would need to add anything anyways? And where did I get the authority to do it? We can no more increase or add value to it than by adding, like if you took gold and you added some other metal to it, does that increase the value? It doesn't, right? It's still going to be worth the same thing. Consider the word of God as gold. There's nothing that I can add to it that's going to make it more great or more powerful or have any kind of greater meaning. And in addition to that, if I try to do that, I open a door. The writer says, you open a door to all manner of errors and corruption. And then all you need is just one absurdity, one little off thing, and then what do people do? You can think about, why are there so many religions in the world today? It took one person going off with one idea, and then people followed, didn't they? And now you look around and there's all kind of religions. It's enough right here. My job is to stand on it. Stand for the truth and stand for the right. Covet it, hide it in my heart. I have no desire whatsoever to try to corrupt what God has already established. Again, I just need to live by it, by the help and by the grace of God. So we talked about the consequences of trying to add to it. What about if we say, well, these particular verses don't apply. We take a little bit away from it. Is there danger there?
Yes.
Revelation 22 and 19.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy.
God shall take away his part.
God shall take away his part out of the book of life.
And out of the holy city.
And out of the holy city.
And from the things which are written.
And from the things which are written in this book. If I try to take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, then God has the right to take away something from me. See the danger in trying to interject, me trying to interject something in there? Trying to fit something to mold some idea or something that somebody wants to do that's contrary to the word of God. Whose truth is it?
His truth.
It's his, right?
Yes.
It's not mine. I wasn't there. Again, I wasn't. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So it was established a long time ago. How can I say, I'll take this out and I'll take that out? He's the, and he, wait a second. He's the one that's preparing a place, right?
Yes.
So, it's whose heaven? It's his, right?
Yes.
So he's the gatekeeper, and he's the record keeper. So what place do I, where, did it say anything about any of us being? We'd be right there at the gate with him. Oh, this one's all right. No. He's the one. He's the creator, right? None of us was here with him when he said, let there be light. Again, my responsibility, stand for it.
Amen.
Stand for the truth and stand for the right. We sing a song about standing up for Jesus. There's a couple of verses I want us to think about this morning. That first verse says, stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory until victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. We're soldiers of the cross. And as soldiers of the cross, we can stand behind his word.
Amen.
And as long as we stand behind his word, we can't go wrong.
That's right.
We can't go wrong. And that fourth verse says, stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. We're going to come up against some opposition. when we stand on the word of God, when we stand for the truth and right, there's going to be opposition. Because it's so contrary to some of the things that are going on in the world today.
Yes.
So we're going to face opposition, but stand up for Jesus.
Amen.
The strife, it won't be long. This day, the noise of battle, the next, the victor's song. To him that overcometh, there's a reward. If I stand for the truth and the right, if I stand rooted and grounded in God's word, even though I face opposition, even though people might tell me, oh, you're not, whatever the words they use today, you're not accepting. It's not me. It's God's word. It's not going to be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. So my reward for standing for the truth is to be able to reign with my Creator for all eternity. There's one additional encouragement I'd like to give us. It's in Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 11th verse. You know, we can look around at the world around us and we can just know that it's only going to get worse. You know, the freedoms that we have now, I don't know how long we're going to have them. With the things that are being pushed against us. But you know what we got to do? We got to stand for the truth. We have to stand for the right. You know why it's so important? What does it say in Revelation 3:11?
Behold. I come quickly.
I'm coming quickly.
Hold that fast
what thou hast.
That no man take thy crown.
That no man take thy crown.
Amen.
Do you know what that means for me? I'm not touching his word. I'm not adding nothing to it. I'm not taking nothing away. Whoever it is. Whether it be somebody close to me. It doesn't matter. Because what's at stake? My crown is at stake. If I try to change the word of God for somebody else, then I'm taking a chance that I'm going to lose my crown. Hold fast to what you have, that no man take that crown. You know, we love everybody. We sing that song. That's what salvation does. It makes me love everybody. But you know what? My love and my love for all mankind, whoever they might be, I'm not jeopardizing my crown. So if you want to say I don't love you because you want to do something that's contrary to this word, I'm sorry. Take it up with God. I'm not losing my crown over it. We have to stand against wrong and sin that is clearly defined in God's word. What God has established since the beginning of time is going to remain so until the end of time, until he breaks through those clouds. Take a stand. Hold your ground. Don't falter. You heard the expression, you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Be aware. There's so much going on in the world around
yes.
us. We got to stand for the truth.
Yes.
We have to stand for what's right.
Yes.
We got to make sure that our feet are is solidly planted
yes.
in this word of God.
Amen.
That's the only way that we're going to stand.
Amen.
The song says, be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This is a solid rock right here. This is it. Stand for the truth and stand for the right.
Amen.
There's something at stake for all of us. And I realize that I have a responsibility. God gave the burden to me. I've given it to you, but I also got to live by it.
Amen.
And by the help and by the grace of God, is my desire to stand on his word
yes.
and nothing else.
Amen.
I have no desire whatsoever to try to add anything to it or take anything away.
Amen.
It's perfect just like it is.
Amen.
And what God is requiring me is to live by it.
Yes.
So I desire your prayer that I would be found doing that.
Amen.
And I pray that these words this morning, I appreciate your time and attention, have been an encouragement. The alarm has been sounded. Be aware.